Bedtime. I'm Andrea Belke.
I'm Caitlin Cook.
And I'm Danielle Kay.
And we are really happy to have you. I don't even know what episode this
is. I don't know. I've lost
22?
Count.
22.
Is it?
Okay, good.
It's 22.
We've come a long way. How are you guys feeling?
Good. I'm a little hungover right now, if I'm being honest.
Last night.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But guess what else was yesterday? Danielle's birthday!
Yes, guys. Big old 3-2.
How are you feeling, birthday girl?
I feel so wise.
They're going to say wild. I was like, yeah, I get it.
That too, wild though. It's funny. I don't think my wildness has changed much. I think it's stayed pretty steady my whole life.
Did you do anything fun on your actual birthday? Because I know we're celebrating on Saturday. No,
tomorrow.
Friday, tomorrow, yeah.
Yes, I'm
really
so excited for that,
I'm
too.
So excited, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I did celebrate it well. So I woke up, I had an existential crisis, cried, and then I went to my therapist.
As most birthdays do start out with an existential crisis.
No, it was great. It had to come out. It did. And
I always cry on my birthday.
I do too, I think. Well, it's like you have, not only are you getting a year older and it's something that you literally can't avoid, but you know, it's just like you kind of build up your birthday to be something special and different and exciting. And then it's just like, even if it is great, you're just like, oh, well, now it's over. Now I just have a year of being 32.
I just feel like it's like this celebratory reminder that you're going to die sooner. Like, it's so dark.
Yeah, no.
No, but I mean,
you know, it's better to have a birthday than to not have a birthday.
But you know what? Here's the flip side of the coin, which is that I found myself so incredibly thankful just to still be here. As cliche as that sounds, I really was like, wow, I'm just really thankful that I continue to be able to do what I'm doing and sort of keep working at what I envision for myself. Because I will say, like, 2 years ago on my birthday, I had already been, like, you know, in a psych unit for, like, 3 days by then. It was just, like, crazy. So I look back on that and I'm like, wow, like, in 2 years, you've managed to really, like, flip your outlook, your hopes for your future. And I'm just really thankful for
that. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Especially to look back at that time and see how you've come.
Well, yeah, because I remember that summer I had just started really thinking sincerely that my life was going nowhere and that I was like, that there was no point. It's amazing how, you know, if you have depression, it's like so, you lose sight of all the things that you forget that you're capable of doing. Mm-hmm. You also lose sight of the things that you've always wanted to do.
And you lose sight of the happy days and the happy times. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about this a lot. When you're in that low, it feels like you're never going to get out of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It was really crazy. So, looking back on that, it's really, I think that was part of the emotionality that I was just having. It was overwhelming for me that morning. But anyway, so after I saw my therapist, I got a foot massage and then I went to work.
Love foot massages.
I do too.
Oh, that's perfect.
My
God.
I thought that I never would because my feet are ticklish, but honestly, it's one of my favorite things in the world.
They're unreal.
Did you get a pedicure or just a massage?
Just a foot massage. Yeah,
interesting.
Just a massage. Well, yeah, I had some extra time before work, so
ooh, yes.
got that in there. And it was great. And so working through the day was also fun. I was like, great. You like your job? Again, huge, vast difference between here and 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, and then after that, it was so fun. I left work a little bit early, and two of my great friends from college, one of them happened to be in town. We saw a musical. We saw Head Over Heels.
How was it?
It was super fun. Super, super fun.
And Peppermint is in it.
Yes, Peppermint is
in it. I've been talking
to
Peppermint, and she wants to come on to the podcast.
She's amazing.
But she's obviously very busy right now because she's
totally
doing work.
Oh, yeah. It was unreal. Yeah, you know, I don't see musicals a lot, and it was just this really great, like, spectacular show. Yeah, I'm not a musical theater actor, so when I see it, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, that's... I don't mean this in a negative way. I'm like, that's why you don't do musical theater, because
it is insane.
Yep. So much. I mean, I looked on stage. I was like, they're all dancers, first of all. Like, everyone up there is
a dancer. Is it a dance-heavy show? I don't know much about it.
I would say it's pretty dance-heavy. Yeah, which is great. So I was just so impressed. When they talk about triple threats, it's... it's quite impressive.
Well, and that's just such a different world, especially if you're listening and you're not an actor or in this business or in New York. Like, musical theater world is so competitive and insane. Yeah. And all my friends that are in that world, the way I hear them talk about it, I'm just like, why do you do this to yourself? it's incredible what they do. I could never.
I mean, I was in awe.
I can't even really do one of the three things of a triple threat. Like, I can kind of act.
You can totally act. You're amazing.
You can act.
But then, you can totally act.
The talent they have with singing and dancing. I just saw Hamilton and it changed my life.
I'm so jealous.
I played to the craze. I was fifth row. You could see the sweat dripping off of the actors.
Oh,
it was so amazing. I was bawling.
I was going to say, was it this like spiritual experience that I feel like it is?
It was. You guys would like it.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an actor and especially if you're an emotional being. I mean, I was so changed. I'm sure it sounds so corny.
Well, it's just such a spectacle, too. Like, it'll be so cool one day to look back and be like, wow, I saw Hamilton. Like, because it is such a big, you know.
Mm. It is.
I cry at every show, though. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because, like, from doing theater since I was little, like, it makes me really emotional, even if it's a happy show. And I think the last show that I saw on Broadway was Children of a Lesser God with Joshua Jackson. And it was a beautiful show, and I'm just weeping. And I went by myself. Like, I bought the cheap ticket last minute, and I was like weeping, and the woman next to me, thank God, was doing the same. So her and I were in it together. But you know, it's just like something about being in a theater is such a special experience.
It is very nostalgic, because like you, I also grew up doing so much theater and, you know, musical theater as well. And I just, there's something really nostalgic about it. There's something really magical last night about walking up those stairs in the theater, in the old theater district theaters. You know, you can hear the bustling and the rustling just before the curtain's about to go up. And it's exciting. And it honestly reminded me of when I was young and my aunt and uncle would take me to Broadway plays. And it was just special. I thought to myself, this is how I wanted to spend my birthday.
That's such a beautiful.
It was great.
Do you already get up tomorrow?
I know, I cannot wait for tomorrow. Do you guys ever, when you're watching a show, I do this even when I'm watching like the Tonys or, you know, the Oscars, I always think about how nervous they might be right before they're walking. Do you think about that ever? Like, I love thinking about behind the curtain, what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah. I think when you do, you know, Broadway
eight performances a week,
I think at some point it just becomes monotonous. You hear that from Broadway stars, that they get sick of doing their job because it's just day after day and it's draining. And you would think Broadway would be the ultimate dream job. But even Broadway stars kind of eventually are like, it's tiring.
Well, and it's one of those things, I think, because I've talked to a lot of my friends that do it as well, and they say, like, they need that reminder of the kids at the stage door, you know, after the show, because they, too, were once that kid, or, you know, if they're so lucky to go to the Broadway shows. But yeah, it becomes a job, and unfortunately, you know, just like everything, you can get sick of your job sometimes.
100%.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, again, we're so lucky that we live in New York, and we can just, like, go to Broadway. And, like, I love that that's how you spent your birthday.
Me too.
So I'm actually, I guess this kind of leads into what's on my mind. I bought tickets to Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh,
which is so good.
Which is not cheap, but I bought them for this guy I'm kind of into, which leads me to this whole crisis. I'm terrible at dating. I really am.
You have to stop telling yourself that.
Well, let me explain what happened, and then you can
and then
your
I'll
mind.
Tell you whether or not.
This is the thing. Okay. I'm great at first dates, like slay a first date, like 100% success rate. Because, look, I know how to have a good time, you know?
Well, and for a living, what you do is ask people questions. So in general, you are interested in them, I'm sure, but you probably make them feel very special and connected.
Yeah,
and
I could have a good first date with a rock, you know, like an actual rock on the street.
How about The Rock?
I just interviewed The Rock, and I love him so much.
He's so beautiful.
He's amazing. And he's also like, he makes a point to stop at every reporter on the carpet. They don't have to do that. Mm. Anyway, total segue. Okay, so first dates, never worried, never nervous. But I have been getting back into dating, kind of too, for podcast fodder. I feel like I was pretty boring when I was on my guy cleanse.
Yeah.
Like, let me just get back out there. Let's see. Worst case scenario, it's a good story or something. So the first online date I went on was with this guy. I don't want to disclose any information, so let's call him Mountain Man.
Mountain Man is a great nickname.
Love that.
Love it.
Because he has a beard, I don't know, and he's kind of rugged. I don't usually date rugged guys, but okay, first date, great. And actually, Danielle, you met him.
I sure did.
Yeah, he's great, right?
He is great. on it. Yes.
He's adorable.
I just, great personality too. Really great, like fun to talk to, which I always appreciate. Yeah. I know you do.
And he was really understanding because so the day went really well and I brought him along to our girls' night. Caitlin, you weren't there, but it was with Kay.
I was looking at Instagram posts just like so FOMO'd out.
I also think it's hilarious that you extended your first date with him into a girls' night somehow, seamlessly, apparently.
And that he agreed. Like, what a brave mountain man he is.
Not only did he agree, he invited a friend to join us.
That is epic.
For an indefinite hangout time.
Yeah, so we were all hanging out, and then I told him, like, just so you know, at some point, since this is a girls' night, I might have to kick you out, because I don't want them thinking that I'm just bringing a date on and changing the plans. So we hung out with them for a bit. And it was great, but then I think it was Kay who said, "Okay, these dudes are cockblocking us."
Cockblocking us.
Yeah.
So I went.
It was a valid point.
I was like, "Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but we had an agreement. You're kind of cockblocking us. So can you leave?"
Wait, I love that you're basically telling him, like, "I'm gonna go meet another guy." So
well, I wasn't, but you know,
it helped to have two women there. Made it, you know, a reasonable request.
He was very understanding, mm-hmm. and he left. So first date, great. And then we hung out two more times, but they were very much drunk hangouts. Like, oh, I'm out. Come to this party. One time we met up at a dive bar kind of late. So that always ensures you're going to have a good time when you're drunk, you know? So we've hung out three times. And then yesterday we met up. And I wanted to make sure that this was more of a sober get-together. Because mm-hmm. I think in New York especially, you get in this habit of meeting people out, even friends, and you're always drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have friends, sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I've ever hung out with them fully sober. It's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I think I like this guy. I just want to make sure that when we're sober, it's the same thing. So I was so nervous because I think my dating stuff kind of falls apart at date four because then you're like in territory of this could be a real thing. And that's when I get nervous. I'm never nervous for the first couple dates, but I was so nervous for this date. And I was texting you, Caitlin. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I feel like how you were when you were on the plane to meet up with Sam that weekend.
Yes.
And you were texting us. And I was like, come on, Caitlin. Like, this is fun. Whatever.
I'm glad that you had the chance to be in the hot seat because it is fun. And it's also like petrifying.
Why was I so nervous? I wasn't nervous jumping out of a plane last weekend.
Which we also have to get back to.
And
but
here I was nervous. I like made myself a drink. I drank a drink by myself before I met up with him. Meanwhile, trying to do like a sober date. Anyway.
Well, you had dinner reservations. And like I said to you yesterday, I think sometimes when you plan something like a dinner and it's very much not just like, let's meet up for a casual drink and let's see where the night goes. Like you are committing to dinner. You order your food. You can't really leave. You know what I mean? Like it puts a little bit of pressure on it. Even though I think going to dinner was like a great choice. Maybe that's why you were so nervous.
I don't know. I don't get nervous. I think... Anyway, point is, to further prove my point how nervous I was, when I saw him first, I said, what's up? First of all, what's up?
That's
and then,
fair.
No, but then he said, I'm so happy to see you. And I say, what's up? Nice. I said back to back,
double
what's
up? Honestly.
I'm pretty sure I've done that with like the, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've done that. And that is actually also embarrassing. It's like, well, it's the same thing. You just, it's just worded differently.
I've done it. Respond to me. Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, good. So how are you?
It's really like, what's up? Nice to see you. What's up? Like,
what's up?
And then.
That's cute though.
I know. But then, you know me, I can't keep anything to myself. So I ended up telling him I was nervous. It was just the whole thing was weird. But then I kind of got rid of that. I'm like, okay, this is good. Great conversation. He's so smart and funny.
He's really fun to talk to.
He's so fun.
Yeah.
And, so the date was great, went to this place, and then walked the High Line, which was a really good date.
That's so romantic. If you don't know what the High Line is, it's an old train track, right, that they've now turned into a park.
Yeah.
So it's not really a park, per se, but it's, like, this beautiful little garden path that you walk on, and it's in Chelsea, and it's a gorgeous view of the city, and they have, like, ice cream. Anyway, it's cool.
Yeah,
honestly,
and it's also
a perfect date idea.
Yeah, there's also, like, cool, like, mini art installations, like sculptures, that kind of a thing. So it's fun. And like you said, ice cream. They'll have vendors of like a few different things, which is nice too. You can have a beer, you can
Was that your idea or his idea?
It was his idea. So my idea was the Dear Evan Hansen, which, ooh, it's actually a surprise. So
hopefully Mountain Man doesn't listen. Does he know about the show?
I'm sure he does. We don't follow each other on social media, though, because I'm trying to keep it separate. But whatever.
But you never know if people have crept.
Yeah. So this was his idea. It was great. Like, we made out, and it was awesome, and it was nighttime. And then I don't know what happened. Kind of at the end of the date, I started feeling really weird, and I was in my own head. I wasn't asking questions. I just kind of was shutting down. Luckily, he likes to talk, so it wasn't a big deal. But then at the end of the date, when I said goodbye, I just kind of felt dead inside. I was like,
that has happened to me so many times.
I was like, wait a second. Whoa, how did this happen? Like, I was having such a good time 10 minutes ago, and all of a sudden now, I feel dead inside. And then I met up with you, Caitlin, mm-hmm. and I met up with Sam, who I met.
Yeah, Andrea met Sam, and Danielle's going to meet him tomorrow.
So I was talking to you about it. I'm like, I don't know what happened. Like, why did I feel so weird? Mm-hmm. And then when I woke up the next day, I kind of have been thinking about it. I'm like, I think it's because I'm, like, really nervous to get hurt, and I think I do like him. So, but part of me is putting these walls up because it's almost like, well, if I reject him before he rejects me, then I won't get hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm so lame, and I, like, texted him, and I'm like, do you even like me? Like, the whole thing is so embarrassing. And he's so sweet, and he's like, yes, yes, yes. He's like, don't psych yourself out. So I'm just going to try to run with this. I just don't know why all of a sudden, like, 4 or 5 dates in, I get really, I, like, need all this affirmation or something.
Well, I think because, like, the first few dates, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but usually they're just super fun. And, like, you know, they, again, it's a lot of, like, going out for drinks and stuff like that. And then 4, 5, 6, like, those kind of dates, you're getting into it with the person and you're, you know, you're actually putting time and effort in. So I do think it probably is you psyching yourself out and just trying to protect yourself, which is totally normal. But if you actually like him, and Danielle seems to think he has a good, you know, sense of character, then I think that you should just try it again. And especially if you're going to a show, like, you have an activity that you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a weird feeling. I don't know.
I know. I feel that way too, though. I mean,
but also
have
too,
you ever felt that? I felt that a lot with people.
Yeah, I've definitely, like, rejected a person, like, as a preemptive.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, at the same time, it was also warranted.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, I knew it was gonna go nowhere because I had no patience for the person, so I just preemptively was like, yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I could have given it a chance, but I also was like, I don't feel like it right now. So
yeah. I think
does that make sense?
It does. Like, yep.
Yeah. I think also dating in New York, it just happens a lot. And I think maybe what's happening is because the last two guys I kind of dated around date 7 or 8, it just ended up fizzling and I felt sort of rejected. So here I'm starting to brace myself for that. So I think that's why I had this feeling of, oh yeah, I don't really feel anything, which isn't true. It's just kind of self-sabotage. But I need to work against that because that's not healthy.
Yeah, I think, you know, see how the next date goes. And listen, like, maybe it is your body giving you this guttural sign of, like, this isn't the person for you.
Yeah,
but if
that's
you do, but if you do enjoy being around him and he's a nice person, I say keep giving it some chances and don't close yourself off to it, you know?
Yeah, you might just be experiencing, like, a fight or flight thing.
That's
totally.
Exactly what it was.
Like,
totally.
I don't think it's like, I think it's more, we go into, like, this, like, must make a decision mode. Mm-hmm. It has to do with being impulsive. And yeah. I know you.
Andrea, impulsive?
No. No, but that's just how you operate. You are quick to act, which isn't a bad thing. You know, I'm quick to act too. Look, I'm phrasing it so it's just roll with it. But, like, I don't blame you for feeling that way. But I think, like, what Caitlin said, just, like, maybe challenge yourself to let go of that for the next date and see what happens.
I think you know me well, Danielle, because you're similar. I literally, like, when I was like, I'm not going to take him to Dear Evan Hansen anymore.
I mean, listen.
Why? Yeah. Why? It was like, what are you talking about? It was a great date. It was so good.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's like a fight or flight. Anyway, I'll keep you posted. This is, I do like him. So
I say what's great is, like, we're all going to hang out tomorrow, which is totally something to look forward to. Also, is he bringing his friend?
Oh.
Wait, he's coming tomorrow?
Well, no, he's not coming to the party.
He's not?
Not to the party, no.
Like, really, I really sad. Just got my hopes up.
I know, so did I.
Oh my God, I'm going to meet
so did I.
England.
I was like, please.
No, he's not going to be able to come to the party, but I think we'll figure out a time for us all to hang out.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah, I would love to meet
Mountain Man. By the time the next podcast comes out,
No. Listen, I would love to. That's how I feel about Sam. Like, I'm so glad that you met him last night, which I want to get back to. And Dee's going to meet him because it's important to me. Like, you know, if you hated him, I would have to kind of take a second look at someone. So
in friends that know you so well, they can give a really good assessment and feel out a guy really, really well and know if he's right for you. Okay. But before we get on to whatever else is on our mind, I want to talk to you guys about Lola. Okay, so we're really into Lola right now. It's a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. And the cool thing about Lola is it is for women, made by women, designed by women, which obviously we're all for that.
Yes.
Because who knows a woman's body better than a woman?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's why they make their products 100% natural and organic, which makes me feel so much better about using them. You know.
Oh, yeah. And you know, so you know how, like, when you're okay, so, like you said, like, they make, like, sex products, so their condoms, interestingly enough, you know how when you browse for condoms, like, they'll say, like, oh, blank, blank for her pleasure. Well, okay, like, how do you... Like, do you
well,
really know?
Well, there's probably some man sitting in a factory, like,
do you really know? Like,
what
do they do, like, a repeat of the Kinsey, like, studies? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, how do they do that? So, anyway, but I wanted to get back to that, which is that, you know, like, they're definitely, like, ultra thin. They're made with, like, natural rubber latex. Also, they're vegan, so I don't know if that matters.
I was just
going to
say,
guys.
They're made without gluten, too. So, I don't know if that would affect anyone gluten free, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
For sure. Look, if you're full on gluten free, that includes your vagina. Yeah. So I will say too, you know, obviously they are just as protective as any other condoms.
They have the feminine products. They have Sex by Lola line, which offers condoms and personal lubricant. They also are now offering cleansing wipes, and the wipes are safe for use anywhere on the body. The first biodegradable all-natural wipe of their kind, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Perfect for a midday refresh or post-sex cleanup.
Well, I was going to say, like,
you know, in the summer.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, walking around New York City in the summer is a swamp, so.
And when we were first talking about this, it was in the group text. It was in the group text, and I was saying, oh, yeah, we can totally talk about how I need these wipes, because I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel like it smells down there after a long day. And Danielle was like, I am not talking about that.
Well, it's what I equate it to, you know how maybe you don't wear contacts. But if, you know, after a long day, sometimes I need to take out my contacts and put a new pair in because my eyes are dry. I kind of equate it to that. But I will say, like, they deliver everything right to your door. Mm-hmm. So if you're embarrassed to buy anything at a store, you know, I'm not embarrassed to buy my tampons in a store, but it is one of those things that's just, it's convenient. You know, it shows up right to your door. It's like Amazon Prime for your vajay, which is great.
For all your vaginal needs.
And yes. I love ordering things. It's so
easy. Oh my God.
I ordered a bunch of the tampons, and you're right, just shows up right at your door. There you go. You're all set. Mm-hmm. So also, you guys, we have a deal with them. So for 40% off all subscriptions, because you do a whole subscription thing when you go on to mylola.com, you can enter the promo code, which is PYB, and you can get 40% off, which I think is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty outstanding. And, you know, again, I think it's important to emphasize this is a business by women for women, and I'm all about that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
We need to lift each other up, so...
Yeah, yes. Start with that. Again, it's mylola.com, and PYB is the code for 40% off. Awesome.
Go get
it. Check
it
out.
Go
check it out.
Get it.
All right, so, Caitlin, what is on your mind?
I really like Sam. I mean, it's so boring now. I'm so boring, because I don't have these, like, crazy date stories anymore, but... But I just got back from Florida. I went with my family and Sam came along. So he met my entire mom's side of the family and, like, got put through the ringer in a sense of just, like, drinking. Like, it was so much fun. But, you know, like, my cousins would kind of pull him to the side and, like, have him do another shot or whatever. It was just, like, a blast. And it just felt really easy right away. And it was one of those things where I was like, you know, because if you have listened to the show for a long time, I was like, maybe I have commitment issues, or I also got fight or flight all the time. Mm-hmm. And it just feels so nice to be so comfortable around someone. And, like, you know, it just was nice to kind of know that even if we were at, you know, my cousin's house or something, I could just, like, kind of, like, let him go do his own thing. I wasn't worried about him. Like, you know, tomorrow at the party, like, that's probably how it's going to be as well. And, like, Andrea, when you met him last night, it's just easy. And it's just really nice. I don't know. It's really nice.
I like him. So obviously all I've seen of him so far have been pictures and what you say. But he's funny. And
he's hilarious.
Smart. That's what I really like about him is he kind of, when you first see pictures of him, like, did he play sports?
He played soccer, yeah.
Yeah, like he kind of seems like a Midwest athlete type.
Yeah.
Bro-y maybe. I don't know, a little bit.
Would well, he was in a frat, which he always gets mad at me because I'm like, I don't like frat guys.
No, he's
like,
we have a bad way.
No, he's that... like, he's very well put together. You know, I don't know. He's beautiful.
Yeah. You can tell that you guys really care about each other.
It's just bizarre to me because, you know, it's like, it just, again, it wasn't awkward at all, like having him, you know, go to this family vacation and stay in this beach house with my family. Like, none of it was weird. And then, you know, somewhere along the lines of the trip, because my mom kind of like organized everyone's flights. So the fastest flight for like them getting back to Columbus in general was for them to do a layover here and then go to Columbus. And it was like the cheapest. And that way they could all kind of be with me for one leg of the trip, whatever. Well, he obviously just extended his trip. So he ended up just staying in New York, and so he's here with me until Saturday. And it's just nice. It's nice, like, I don't feel... I always, you know, my parents just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary.
Wow, that's awesome.
Which is pretty amazing. And we celebrated it in Florida, and I, you know, I said to my cousin jokingly, I was like, God, 40 years, that's such a long time with one person. And I'm not saying that Sam's, like, my end-all be-all, because I don't want him to freak out if he listens to this, even though I tell him, I'm like... You're totally going to marry me someday. But, you know, it's just, again, it's just nice to feel comfortable around someone and not be, like, sick of them. I don't know. Because it's a long time to be with someone. Well, when he leaves, I think it'll be, like, 14 or 15 days that we've been around each other.
Yeah.
And for me, that's very intense. So, anyway, I don't know, I'm happy.
That's awesome.
What's on my mind.
Caitlin has a serious boyfriend. I'm having a meltdown over day four. Anyone for you, Danielle?
Well, I just feel like I just, like, grew up in the last few months. No, I'm serious. Like, I'm just like, what are you doing? Like, suddenly you're, like, doing two jobs. You're, like, thinking about buying. Like, what? Who
Wait,
am
you're
I?
Thinking about buying?
We talked about this with RJ.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
No, because, I mean, I'm just, like, I'm contemplating / moving forward with all these, like, adult steps and adult decisions that I just was like, oh, suddenly it's just happening. Like, you're just... You know, like in a good way, but I just, yeah, like I said, like it just sometimes you just feel like you're banging your head against the wall, like with your life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And suddenly it's like the wall. I broke through it with my head. It's amazing.
Yeah, and
does
I also
that make
think
sense?
That,
yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's also you just had a birthday, and I think that's when you start to think about things differently. Like, do you feel like an adult? Because I mean, I'm almost 30, but I feel like a child.
No, I feel like I'm 15. Really?
Do I feel like an adult? I feel like a young person who is now empowered because I'm not a mom. That's like a real, like, you're definitely an adult when you push out a kid.
Yeah,
that's,
I think
you're
so.
An adult, right? I don't know. And I just, I'm sorry. Normally I have all these fruitful, colorful things to talk about on my mind, but that's really what it is. It's about living in the present for me now. Birthdays, I think this birthday definitely solidified that that's a priority for me, that I just want to live in the present. Because in years past, I was always anxious about my future, sad about my past. And I feel like I'm finally moving forward.
I love
this
that.
Has been a good year. And I think that you really deserve that, you know.
Thank you.
After everyone has been through a lot, but I know that you've been through a lot, and I just, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, I want to address a listener's email. So remember Amanda from last week? Remember she...
Oh, sweet Amanda.
Yeah, so she gave her number to someone at Starbucks on a napkin, and then
he was hard to get a hold of.
Yeah. And they were asking for receipts to see the screen cap, the screen grabs or whatever, and she sent them to me. And yeah, this guy was definitely, he wasn't full on ghosting her, but he would let a question go by and not answer.
Hate that.
I know. So then she would follow up and ask another question, and then he would answer, but he would never offer up a time to hang out. Mm-mm. So finally, she just sent him a bunch of ghost emojis.
Yes,
and
Amanda.
And then he said, oh, sorry, I've been really busy. But like, if the guy doesn't come up with a time to hang out again, it's just he's not interested. And I think you gave really good advice, Danielle, when you said, if I have to question whether or not you're interested, like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So she emailed us again, And she said, yeah, so that was the follow-up on that. He turned out to be a whatever. Who knows? I don't know this guy.
A ghost. A dud. Just a deadly ghost.
But, okay, so she emailed again, and she said, hello again. As it turns out, my life is a sitcom. My best friend of 10-plus years has officially professed his love for me in a handwritten note that I have attached. Did I mention he's married? He wants to leave his wife if I agree to be with him, yet he insists that he is actually happy in his marriage.
This is the same Amanda?
We hang out all the time and have a lot of fun, but we've never actually been together. What if he divorces his wife and we don't work? I just don't think I see myself agreeing to be with someone under these circumstances. He will only leave his wife if I agree to be with him. I don't think this is a fair position to put me in, do you?
No!
Can I just say, he's not leaving his wife.
They never do.
He's not leaving his wife.
I'm really caught up on the fact that there's a handwritten note that I
can't
have printed out. It is insane.
Are we going to read it?
I'm not going to read it all because also there's very detailed things.
Yes.
I don't think that they've hooked up or anything. I think they're really, really close friends and hang out all the time. But he has said, since the day I met you, I've been in love with you. From the time we met to some camp out, picked a spot on the beach where I would one day ask you to marry me. I mean, I don't know. There might be some details left out on Amanda's email. But it seems like he is fully in love with her. I often find myself thinking about you over the course of the day. Now, this is a definite love letter that he wants to be with her.
A handwritten letter is something to not pass over. I think that's really beautiful and special. However, I don't believe that this is a fair position to put you in because, you know, listen, if your best friend... I have so many questions. Again, Amanda, I wish that she were, like, in studio. You know, it's like, how many years has he been married? Why didn't he talk about this before he got married? Like, it's like my best friend's wedding with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, just... I'm not into it.
I personally think that whether or not... Wait, Caitlin, you said something about, like, you know... Oh, look, all I'm going to say is I think that these are really poor circumstances to begin something. While it's terribly, quote unquote, romantic, these circumstances are not good. They're not good ones. I think you should pass this. You should pass on this opportunity knowing that that's great. But until he's actually divorced from this person, don't put any of your eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
Not a single egg.
That's a heavy basket to carry, my baby.
Not a single egg, though. It's not... Do you want to be the woman that he, like, left his wife for? Because that shit comes back.
And that's going to be what everybody... Not that it really matters, because you're the two people in the relationship, but that's what forever and always, like, his family's going to think of you as. You know, it just seems so messy. And listen, if he wants to leave his wife for you, that, to me, means he wants to leave her in general. Right?
Well, so, I don't think, like Danielle said, I don't think he's leaving the wife.
I don't think so
either. He also claims that he's in a happy relationship. I think he's just in love. Well, that's what she said. There's a lot of...
Well, that's a total...
But this also... This comes back to what we've talked about for so many weeks is, like, do we all believe in monogamy and marriage and all that? And now it's like, maybe this guy has, quote-unquote, two soulmates. You know what I'm saying? And, like, he just ended up with one. And I'm sure he is in love with her and loves her, but he also loves Amanda. Apparently.
Yeah, that's what says in her email. She says that he wants to leave but insists he's happy in his marriage. So I think he's just in love with Amanda. But
I don't think he's in love with her. I think he's infatuated with her.
Well, again, it's like it's something shiny and new, if you will. And not I'm not trying to be offensive to you, Amanda. I'm just saying, like, you know, you...
I think it's just the other side of...
Yeah.
I think it's the other
side.
The
grass is always greener.
I think it's the neighbor's yard. That's what I think.
It actually bothers me and really... hurts my soul when I hear about cheating stories. I mean, look, I've talked about this before. But like, when I was cheated on, it, like, totally ruined me, and it was so hard to get over. So, like, thinking of this wife, who knows? I don't know her, obviously, but the fact that she's in this marriage and thinks that it might be great and there's no outside factors, but yet he wants to leave her and go with Amanda, or does he? I think he just wants maybe to have best of both worlds.
Why would he leave if he insists that his... So, what, you know... I get that she got a handwritten note from him, but if he's quote-unquote insisting that he's happy with his marriage, what gives you the inclination that he's going to leave that marriage? Amanda, honey, do you know how many legal steps and how much paperwork and how much money a divorce takes? That's just fantastical to think that he's going to leave his wife.
Yeah. I don't think she's necessarily...
No, I'm just saying the situation.
I just think now it's weird for her because this is her best friend. So now it's probably going to ruin a friendship or just make it awkward and weird. I don't know.
Well, it's one thing to be best friends with someone and fall in love with them and try to date them and it doesn't work. It's another thing to be married and to then basically put this stress and pressure on your best friend and be like, hey, so I will divorce my wife if you will be with me, but only if you'll be with me. And so then if it doesn't work out, you just ruined my marriage and my life. Like, I think that's shitty.
I think those are really dramatic circumstances. And yeah. Like, I agree with you that I also think that the emotional labor that he has just put into your arms is really unfair.
Very unfair.
It's putting you in a position of a responsibility that you never asked for.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think that, I don't know, I wouldn't do it. But
I wouldn't do it either.
No, I don't. That's a terrible
also
idea.
Can I just say, like, sometimes you will get romantic with a friend and it's just not the right fit.
Yeah.
So yeah, just
and you
keep
won't
that
know
in mind.
Until that fit happens.
Yeah,
and that's not going to happen until he's divorced, apparently.
Which might and probably won't ever happen. So if you do decide to take that step first, you're technically crossing a line.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, babe. Amanda.
I think you do have a really interesting dating life. So
yeah.
I feel like
tell us some more stories. Keep writing into us. You can be like a weekly segment. The Amanda story.
You have better dating stories than I do. My dating story is like, I said, what's up twice in a row to this guy.
And I'm just like, I'm happy. Yeah. I mean,
and I'm like, I'm sad all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just, I think my final thought, it goes back to what Dee said. It's unfair. The position that he has put you in.
Yeah.
Final answer.
100%.
Back to the grind.
But we love you, Amanda.
Yeah, Amanda, that comes from a really deep place of care.
Yeah.
It really does.
We give tough love on our show.
Just ask our friends.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else going on this week?
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is really silly and small. Actually, two things. I just want to throw out there. I'm on episode 10 or 11 of The Staircase. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Oh, my God.
Wait. You're on that documentary show?
Wait.
I'm watching it.
Oh, you're watching it.
If I were on it, can you imagine? No. So I won't give a spoiler away, but it is a show about, it's a Netflix series, and it's this show about this man named Michael Peterson. It's a real true story, and it's about the killing of his wife and whether or not he, you know, did it. And he hired a documentary film crew to film it from the beginning because he knew he was innocent. And so the whole show is, you know, him trying to prove his innocence, whatever, and what happens. So if I were actually in the show, I'd be frightened.
Oh my God. I was like, wait, I thought you said.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching it. But so anyway, that's like my first thing is I think everyone should watch that show.
Okay, I will. I need a new show to watch.
But my second thing I was going to say, which is really just like silly and small, and it goes back to stuff we've already talked about. But I was scrolling on the Explore page on Instagram today, which I've been actually kind of off my phone, which has been really nice.
Yay.
Since I was on vacation. And, you know, I was trying to just be with Sam and in the moment. But today I was like scrolling through the Explore page and I saw that Candace Swanepoel, who's a Victoria's Secret model. So, you know, this beautiful woman, gave birth like 12 days ago or something and then was photographed on the beach in like a bikini. And apparently all this body shaming came out. And I know we've talked about this a lot, but it just really disturbed me. It's like, you know, she just had a baby. First of all, second of all, who cares if she's wearing a bikini? Again, it just goes back to this culture.
Body shaming.
I do too. And it just goes back to everything that we've been talking about. And it just really bothered me.
No, I know. That stuff bothers me so much. And even, obviously, like, we all experience that where, like, you'll be afraid to post a picture because you're like, oh, what if someone, like, thinks I look fat or, like, my arms are big right now?
Mm-hmm.
And then I've kind of been trying to, because I have been drinking a lot recently. So and I look at pictures from a year ago and I was in really good shape. I'm not in, like, summer body shape. But I recently have been kind of like, you know what? Fuck
every
it.
Body is a summer body.
No, that's true.
I agree kind of, with you. Like,
everybody's a beach
really,
body.
Really, like, it's
no,
like,
I used to be kind of insecure about, like, oh, I'm not feeling fit right now. And then lately, I've kind of had an attitude. After we did the episode about eating disorders, honestly, it kind of made me think, oh, why am I, like, being so obsessive? That's exactly what you're trying to stay away from. Because you went through that period, you learned from it, so now just, like, love yourself. And so I've been trying to do a better job about that. But yeah, I hate when the freaking people online tell
it's
you what your body
so,
should look like.
It's so vicious. I mean, why? I don't understand where that originated from as far as media-wise goes. Like, I still can't figure it out. Like, was it in Italy where the term paparazzi was coined? Like, I have no idea. But I just think it's so unfair to these people because, like, I... nobody's perfect.
Right.
If you think that, you know, making fun of people online and these news outlets that do it, you know, the crappy ones, the trashy ones, who are these assholes?
They're not happy with themselves.
Yeah.
They're not happy with themselves or their bodies, and they have issues. So that's how they're trying to make themselves feel better.
Right.
Which is just really sad.
Yeah. I don't know. It just really...
Even the ones, though, that are praising people for their quote-unquote post-baby bodies,
I know.
Beach bodies, even the positive reinforcement and praise is also a really unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
It's really unhealthy to be rewarding people for certain things that a lot of the times people don't have any control mm-hmm. over.
Yep.
So, you know, you're complimenting a woman who after giving birth, you know, her body is
quote unquote bounced back.
Why do we care?
I know.
Why do we care?
I don't know. And like, how do we try to break the cycle?
Why do we care how a person's body changes? It's called life.
And can I just say, like, you know, just going back to this Florida trip, like, I've always been pretty self-conscious about being in a bathing suit around people, which, like, listen, I think my body's fine. I love my body, whatever. But it's just, like, in general, it's one of those things where, like, growing up, like, someone would have a pool party or whatever, or summer's rolling around, and you're like, oh, no, it's that time again. And obviously, who cares? But what I wanted to say was I was so proud of myself, because not one time on this vacation, and I was with my boyfriend, and not one time was I like, I feel fat or I feel gross.
Yeah.
Even on the days that I did feel bloated because we drank beer the night before, whatever, who cares? But it just felt so nice, and it felt so nice to like sit on the pool edge and not be like, wow, my rolls are, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, though, is I think that's really telling that you feel comfortable with him, too, mm-hmm. because we've all been with guys where you like, I'm like, oh, I gotta make sure I like get a workout.
Yeah, or like sitting the correct way so that things are positioned.
With
Sam, I'm just like, here's it all. Everything.
I think that's great, because there's so many great guys out there that don't even think about that.
No.
Most guys don't even, they wouldn't even notice if you gained 5-10 pounds.
No.
Or if they did, they'd be like, still the same to me.
Well, and
which
also,
I think,
like,
is so important to remember, because who are we working out for?
Exactly.
You know? It's okay if you're working out for yourself. Great, cool. But if it's to like impress a guy, I don't
know.
Well,
it was really funny too, because you know, growing up, like when we would always go to Hilton Head every summer, and I could take a friend, and my sister could take a friend, and so it was so embarrassing, but I would like get ready before I would go down to the pool. Like I would put on mascara and like jewelry, just because I was like, well, I'm trying to find a guy. I was like 15. It was so embarrassing. But there were some like hunks there, I will say. But it was, again, it was so comforting and nice. Like, literally, I think I wore makeup, like, twice when I was in Florida. And, like, my hair is always on top of my head. I, you know, whatever. And it was just nice to not feel, and I think at one point you jokingly was like, well, who are you going to get ready for anyway? Like, we're already together all day, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I don't know. And that speaks to him being such a good guy. But it just, again, I think, like, you know, D, kind of how you say, like, you feel like you're stepping into being an adult. I also feel like I'm stepping into being like comfortable with myself, which is like, finally, that's nice.
So great when you're in a relationship and you get to the point where you don't care at all and you don't wear any makeup and you
well, and there's something too about like trying, you know, putting effort in and whatever, but you know, it's like, well, you saw me every morning looking like, you know, the devil, so
it's really nice when you're like comfortable around someone. I don't know that I've felt that way in a while, but it is really nice. When
yeah.
you feel that way.
I haven't always felt that comfortable in front of boyfriends, except for, I guess, the last one was like, oh, this is what it feels like to actually be fully comfortable with someone.
Yep.
I think you also know that when you can like fart in front of a woman.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Like, I jokingly brought poo-pourri with me because I was like, obviously, like, there were three bathrooms in the house, and it wasn't just me, it was my family. But I was like, obviously, we're all going to go to the bathroom while we're here.
Yeah.
So I jokingly, like, put it out in the bathroom. But one day, like, I had gone to the bathroom and sprayed it, and it smells like this beautiful cinnamon scent.
Wait, you poop?
Guys,
what?
Girls poop.
We're gonna get
a message from that one guy.
There's someone that will tweet us all the time and say, girls don't poop. Stop talking about gross things.
Well,
in your
guess
podcast.
What? Whatever person on Twitter, I do. Every girl does. But it was really cute because he like came out of the bathroom from brushing his teeth or something. And I thought I had been so slick because I was like, you know, oh, I use my spray, whatever. And he was like, babe, did you just poop? Like, I smelled your poopery. And he was like laughing. He was like, the vision is shattered. Like, we were joking about it. But it was, again, it was just like, it's fun. funny. It's like funny to be an adult because when you're 15 and whatever, and you're just like self-conscious about all of that stuff.
Wait,
like,
so have you farted in front of him?
No, I don't think I have. I also, wait, can I tell a really quick short story?
Yeah.
I think my farts are always silent. Here's why. Because I think it was in second grade, there was a boy, his name was Zach, and I, to this day, will not forgive him for this. I don't even talk to him, but we were in story time, and we're all sitting around, and our teacher's reading us a book, and I deliberately sat in the back of the classroom because I felt a little gassy that day.
Yeah.
So I, right in the break of like a pause in the story, I let one out, and it was pretty loud, and so I just kind of turned around and started looking at people just like everyone else was. Everyone started like laughing and looking around like, who farted? So I did the same thing so I could blend in, and Zach crawled up to me and goes, did you just fart? And I did not respond, and he kept asking me all day, and it was so mortifying and embarrassing that I think my body literally just like stopped. Like, anytime I do have to do that, it's silent.
Oh my god.
Anyway, that was a traumatic experience when I was younger.
I try my hardest not to fart in front of guys or friends. I'm not like a big fart person.
The worst is, again, this guy's really gonna love this conversation, but the worst is when you like have one that's quiet. And then you're like, oh no, I shouldn't have eaten that.
You're like, you think you can let it slide. Yeah. You're like, I really want to fart because it feels better than holding it in. And then all of a sudden, like, you can smell it. And you're like, no, this is really bad because you know that they can smell it.
Just
and you're
let it thinking, walk away,
like,
please.
Maybe if I pretend, like, oh, do you smell that? Like, that's my usually my go-to.
Because
I'll be like, whoa, someone just farted or something.
When you like, when you do like the scrunchy face and then you like cover your nose with your hand. Have you ever, by the way, have you guys ever done that like on a plane or a train? Or in a cab?
Oh, I like farted and it really
smelled.
Yeah,
and it's, yeah, I mean, like what probably, you just described.
But, I think I probably have on a plane and it felt
the
really
worst
bad.
Would be if you got like diarrhea on a plane. I was thinking about that on this trip because can you imagine, like there's one little bathroom. Everyone would know.
Did I tell you guys this? Oh my god, this is like really embarrassing.
What?
But now we're going there. When I was coming back from Australia, and it's what a 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
From Australia to LA, we were rushing. It was my best friend Sadie and I. Sorry, we were all best friends. I say best friend, whatever. You're like, hey,
no, one you can have more
friends.
Than one best friend.
One
I'm
best
very
friends.
Comfortable
I have
with
many
that.
Many best friends, but Sadie and I, we were like rushing. And I, like, grabbed us coffee, and we're, like, going because our flight's boarding. And, like, right before we got on the plane, I was like, oh, I definitely have to quick fart. And I farted. Oh, no. It was, like, a little bit
but
of diarrhea.
But it wasn't a fart. That coffee worked real quick.
Oh, my God. So then I'm like,
no.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. But we were boarding a plane.
No.
Oh, my God. Feel it. And I was like, this is terrible.
That's the worst. And you're, like, sweating probably.
So, yeah,
oh, I hate that feeling.
Sweating. And, you know, like, I just gone on a trip to Fiji, Australia. I was wearing dirty clothes. Probably. Like dirty underwear, and I had to sit on a 16-hour flight.
Did you use the bathroom?
I mean, once I was able to, but it was so
horrible. Oh my
god,
that's the worst feeling. I love that you.
Bad.
I love that it like happened right before you got on the plane. So then the whole ride, you were probably like, don't come out of my body.
There was like a little bit in my underwear. Like it was terrible.
Yeah, that'll happen.
I also love how you were Kate. You were like, oh, I hate that.
Well, I hate that feeling. Like when you feel like you get punched in the stomach and then you start sweating, you're like, oh no, it's worse than I thought. And just like my last embarrassing thing, because why not? I used to before dates, especially if I was going to like a Mexican restaurant, I would take Imodium before a date, even if I like didn't think I was going to have a problem. But I just had this really ridiculous fear that in the middle of dinner I would have to like get up and run to the bathroom, and it would happen like a few times during the meal. Okay, this is getting really gross. That never happened to me. I'm just saying I used to awkwardly, embarrassingly, preemptively take medicine so that wouldn't happen to me.
But that's actually a really smart thing to do.
Thank you very much.
I commend you.
It's just like taking Claritin for your spring allergies.
Well, wouldn't
right?
Wouldn't you rather have that than like shit yourself?
Absolutely. Can you imagine being at a dinner table and you just start sweating and you get this look in your eyes and the guy's like, well, this is going great.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that we talked about that.
Me too.
I know.
Me too.
It's not embarrassing at all.
Listen to this entire episode.
Yeah. It was really cute and nice.
It's real life, okay?
Exactly.
Girls poop. It's fine.
It's fine.
All right. We're out of time. It was a really good place to leave you guys.
I think that's a good thing to end on. Girls poop.
I think so, too. It really, like,
we should call the episode.
It really hits it, like, on the, you know, drives it home.
Yeah.
We're only human, right?
Yeah, it's true. All right.
Sorry to crash your fantasies, Twitter man.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is 10.
Thank you. And thank you, Amanda. And if you have more questions like that, please send us your questions.
Yes, we love the dating questions.
Yeah, this has been really interesting, this episode.
Yeah, this one took a weird turn. I'm sorry about that.
It's great. No, it's great.
I like it. Okay, so make sure you follow us on Instagram, Past Your Bedtime Podcast. Follow us all separately as well. And leave some reviews on iTunes. That'd be amazing. We're almost at 100 reviews.
Nice.
And if we hit 100, I don't know. I'll make out with you.
We'll have a party.
Yeah.
And we will do 3 dares. How about that?
How about that? Ooh. And also, make sure to order from Lola. Don't forget the promo code.
Mm-hmm. Yes, PYB. All right. Love you guys. Till next week. Good night.
See you then.